Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be able to offer you this radio program for September the 18th, 2021. We're going to be talking about our survival a little bit and what it's all about and the extent that it goes. It seems that none of us really question our survival very much. We don't look at it and say to ourselves or ask ourselves, am I doing what I could be doing that would be keeping with the life that lives within me? There is a vast difference between our living and our life. Our living is what we do basically unconsciously and directly to stay alive. Our life is the origins of our being, the origins of ourself as a spiritual being, the origins that bring us to our soul. But the problem with most of us is we don't understand any of this, nor do we care. Our whole life is based around the biology of our carcass, our human carcass, and that's the way we live our life. We miss our entire life for the sake of our living, for what we do to earn a living. And so to compensate for all this, to keep what they call body and soul together, we make compromises. We make certain things like family and entertainment and sports and relationships with children or making children and all of that, the offset for all of this, the compensation. And right now it's getting very, very difficult, as most of you know, for most people to earn a living and to survive. It's getting very, very difficult. We're overpopulated and we're becoming passé to the workforce, as it were, as we become more and more technologically advanced. Pretty soon there won't be any more truck drivers. They'll just drive trucks from remote control. In fact, they're doing it now even. So there's a lot of things going on in our lifetime, in our living, that are betraying our confidence in ourselves and our ability to survive. And I get a great many, little emails and little sentences in emails where people are worried about how they're going to survive. So we're going to take a look at that and how it pertains to an authentic spiritual practice. The first question comes from Russell. He does not tell me where he lives. You say, he says to me, survival is everything to the average person. How can it not be? We've got to eat, you know. What do you suppose we do? God won't take care of us. What do we do? I agree with the idea that the traditional metaphysical, even God, does not take care of us. I understand what you're saying. We live as a biology. And in that biology, we have formulated a psychology. And then with the biology and the psychology formulated, we develop a pathology. And in this pathology, we live our life in accord with what makes total, shall we say, quasi-sense to us as individuals. We want to stay alive. We have to eat, like he says, Russell's right, we have to eat. So now what do we do when we have to eat and we have to stay alive? And I am suggesting that survival should not be everything. And in fact, it shouldn't be anything. And of course, this is going to give rise to people who have not done much with their life or done anything with their life to understand the nature of what it means to live. So let me just lay it out for you really quick. Now, this is really quick. We are here to find the life in our living, not the living in our life. We are here to find the meaning and the significance of life itself within us. Should we find this significance within us, we would then parlay that into our living. We would do things that supported the life that we have found within ourselves. Example, when you find out who and what you truly are, really more what than the who, and you transfer what you are to who you are, your living is going to be something beautiful, something that allows for change, transformation, and beauty. Artists know this. Real artists understand that they're not there to survive. They're there to bring forth their art. Now, this can go even into, well, any profession you're in. Should you find the love of your life, what you do to, quote unquote, live in this world pertains to that love for life. And so everything you do is a gift. Everything you do is to serve humankind. Everything you do is to help others. Everything you do will help yourself, will awaken yourself, will bring you to the meaning, the significance of what it is to truly live in this world. But not live as the world, not to, as Jesus said, let the world live in you, but rather to find that love for the life that lives within you and bring it into this world, to have compassion and forgiveness, to bring your creativity into your experience, to find a way inside yourself to formulate a new way of living that pertains not to the sheer raw survival that makes us ruthless and unkind, but to bring us to that place inside of us that brings us to the art of our living, the art that is our life. And to do this is so beautiful. It is really something that you have to fall in love with. You have to love what you do so much that you would do it for free, as they say, for the sake of the beauty of the experience that you are having. And if you can do that, Russell, then you have found your life, and your living follows your life rather than your life following your living, which is the way most of us go about this whole thing. I hope you can understand that. And forgive me if I didn't explain it well. If you need more on this, give me a ring, a ding, ding. You have my number. You can call me, and I'd be happy to help you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from John. He is writing me from Sacramento, California. All I do is work, he says. What more is there in this world but work and family? And then he writes, I work for my family. John. Well, you know, I can't. This is the pedestrian mentality. And no matter what I say, it's not going to soothe the savage soul of John at all. But I am just going to say this to you. To be able to have the honor of helping your family, of giving them the necessary funds for them to buy groceries and have a place to live in is a very wonderful thing. But to fall in love with what you do that makes all that possible is what an authentic spiritual practice is all about. And if you haven't found what you love to do that is beyond the idea of your survival, you will put in a kind of a hidden resentment into whatever you're doing to earn a living, and that will seep into everything that you give your family. I mean, everything. It won't be pretty, believe me, and that's the way most of us live. we put in a motivation, a feeling of resentment about our job, yada, 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 and this is what we've come to, and our nut that we have to crack is bigger than our supposed talents and abilities and energies, and you're exhausted at the end of the day and blah, blah. I could go into this because I hear it all the time from people I work with. So you have to understand inside yourself that you're going to have to expand the level of your tolerance. This is where you find yourself. And I'm not saying this in a cruel manner, but you put yourself in this position long time ago. Most people want a normal life they can't pay for. And that's the truth. They want what they think of as a normal life. Two kids, a mortgage, groceries, a couple of cars, and then maybe some vacation money and that kind of thing. And that's as far as it goes with most people. And if that is the case, then you do not see the love of your life in your living, then you may know that there is something more than dollars and cents missing. There is love that is missing. And we never think of that when we take a job or when we're thinking about our future when we were younger. We were only thinking about, I don't know what you were thinking about, but most people that I've talked to were thinking about having fun, drinking, smoking marijuana, and their device. One of my students said to me recently, "You give one of my cousins a device and some weed and they're happy." They hate their jobs, he said, but that's what they're all about. And I understand that because, frankly, that has been my experience with millennials and Gen Xers and Gen Yers and all of them. They miss, and a lot of people miss, because they didn't think about what they wanted to do that in this world they truly loved and realized would maybe help someone else. Not what people need, but what would help someone else. And most of us don't know what would help us, so we don't think about that. We don't think about what would help others, and we just absorb ourselves in the economy of the United States and the jobs that are there, and we live as, people with jobs with no heart, and hence we miss. So the object of the game right now for you, John, is, I don't know how old you are or whatever your situation is, you're going to have to do one of two things. Find out what you love and do it, or love where you are and live it. You're going to have to find out what it means to be in the position you're in, and you're going to have to find a way to love what you are doing right now. That's a hard thing to do when the mind's already propped up and the emotions, the emperor of all malice, is at its height and doing what it's doing. It's very, very difficult. But if that's the way you are and you really want to find an answer, you're going to have to first love where you find yourself and live where you find yourself as love. And if you can't do that, then you're predestined by your own hand to be in a situation where you're not doing what you need to be doing for the sake of the joy of work, the joy of living, and putting life in your living. Otherwise, it's just slogging through this world, trying to get to that magic number to retire or whatever it is for you, and thinking that that's as far as your life will ever go. And that would be a tragedy. So you're going to have to love the one you're with. And that is your job currently right now, and having some sense of virtue and honor in it. I gotta go. Thank you for listening. Hope that helped you, dear John. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me with more questions. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.